This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
In studio with one of my favorite people to have on the radio, Sam Lee. Welcome to the Morning Conversation.
Thank you, Ashley, and good morning.
So you're a man of many hats. Just a quick update on you, the Lee. What's been going on?
Oh, not a whole lot, but we are prepping and getting ready for the Douglas County Junior Livestock Auction. Of course, this would have been Fair Week this week, but because of COVID-19, we're having to change things up.
So you're going to give us a live concert too, right? You're doing some music or?
No, sorry, oh, okay. sorry. But
you're a rock star in your own right.
That may be, but we're focusing on the auction and the kids this time.
Of course. So that really has been almost everything you've been doing. In fact, the last few times I've seen you, every time I see you, you're either getting a call or answering an email or something. Yep. It is a lot of work.
Yep, it's been very interesting this year, but we got really lucky with everything that's happening. Brian and Amy Smith from i5 Auction stepped up to babysit us, so we're able to have this as an online auction. Of course, it's in real time, but we will have a physical presence for those that aren't comfortable bidding online. So we will have, just like we normally do, we'll have an auction at the fairgrounds, but people have to RSVP because we're limited on numbers. And if you go to OregonAuctions.com, you can get all the information there about either registering as a bidder, donating some money just to help the kids out overall. If you are a bidder, RSVP and ask for some tickets. We're going to email those out. We're restricted to about 200 people. We're going to be outside. There will be no kids, no animals, and we will do all the social distancing and try to be as safe as possible, but we're going to make some money for these kids.
So a lot different than in years past, obviously. I mean, when you get into that rhythm and pattern that you've been doing for decades, really,
yep.
And now to have such a shakeup and a change, what's it been like for the kids that you've seen?
So the kids had it very interesting because they all had to set up to basically be virtually judged. The FFA kids were lucky enough because of some of the changes and the way things could be done. They were actually able to bring their animals in and show them physically, which was nice. But the 4-H kids all had to do them virtually. And the pictures we'll be using to show which animals with which kids are being sold at this time are the ones that they actually use to get judged on.
And so the process of them raising those animals and getting to this point, was that a lot different too?
No, actually, the entire project was the same except for how they showed them. So they still had to have the same deadlines of having their animals, feeding them, taking care of them, grooming them, and looking at the videos and the pictures, the kids did an awesome job. They felt like they were just at fair as far as their prep and their getting ready to go. And I've also heard, because not everybody has the perfect place to walk their hog around, that there were a few hogs that ran off in the middle of their debut, but they got them back around and got their videos and pictures finished. So I'm sure it was more interesting for some than others, but they all got it done.
Yeah, will there be a bloopers reel that we can see after? That would be great.
I'm sorry, I didn't have the time to put that one together.
No, that's okay. I imagine you didn't. So the kids are going to be showing these animals, people that want to support, either like they have in years past, or maybe this is the first year that they're thinking, you know, I do want to do something for the community. So much has been shut down or canceled, and I haven't been out doing as much as I could, and they want to do this for the first time. What do the people who are purchasing these animals get out of it? What's their benefit?
So if you actually purchase a full animal, the kids will write you a thank you note, and you'll get a nice big placard with a picture of the kid and their animal on it to hang up in your office or at home just to show that you support Douglas County youth.
You can look at your pork chops every morning when you're cooking them. Okay.
That's right. So, and then you'll also be able to see your name in some of our different advertising pieces where we thank our buyers and do that kind of stuff. So there is an advertising component as well as just helping out the great youth of Douglas County.
And then the kids, what they get out of it is money.
Yeah, well, raising these projects is more expensive than a typical commercial operation. And so as I've talked to these guys and a lot of these kids, these steers, they'll have anywhere from $2,500 to $3,000 in them. And right now the going market's about $1 a pound. So these kids would be losing $1,500 if they were just stuck out to a commercial market trying to get them sold. So the big idea behind this is not only to keep the kids whole, but to help them make some money and get ahead. Most of these kids are rolling their money back into the project next year, making it happen again, saving for college, saving for that first vehicle, and a lot of them are entrepreneurs getting businesses started with this money.
That's amazing that these kids work so hard on this, and it really does take dedication. I mean, it's more than a pet. You're raising something that you have to present to the world.
Well, what we explain to them is you're raising food for the world, and we've had, in some years, we've had these hogs go to the slaughter plant and then go to Asia for sale.
Wow.
We have a lot of the meat that stays local, of course, as much as we can do. We like to keep things local, but you are putting out a food product, and we want everybody in the world to know Douglas County produces some of the best food products.
Yeah, you're making me hungry, by the way. The animals that are taken care of like that, do just they just taste better. So the kids are working on this. The people that want to participate, they can sign up online. We'll revisit that in just a moment. But you said there is a pretty tight schedule starting on Friday. What's that going to look like for these auctions?
As of Friday, all the hogs will be in. We've already weighed the steers and shown those. So the hogs are showing right at the moment. The kids that can't do the physical show, their pictures and videos are already into the judge. He's going to get all that done by Friday. So on Friday, we will get uploaded all the kids' weights, placements, and what order they're going to sell in. Then at 6 o'clock, we're going to kick off the auction. That's an important time because typically we start at 7. We figured because we don't have the kids and the animals in the setup, we're going to try and get it off early. And people viewing online, we're giving people get time to get off work so they can get on their home computer and sit and relax and enjoy the auction. Of course, even if you're not a bidder, you can still watch the auction live online through OregonAuctions.com. But anyhow, so 6 o'clock, we'll kick it off. We'll have some food trucks there at the fairgrounds and soda pop and water. Have everything set up with tables, just 4 people to a table, spread out across the entire area right there next to the park where the concerts are. And as we get it kicked off, the physical auction will be pretty much the way it always is. Bidders sitting there bidding. Anybody online will be hearing the auctioneer as they go. We're going to have a spotter actually on the computer telling the auctioneer, yep, online bid. Once you purchase the animal, if you're online, we're going to give you a call right there at home. See what you want done with the animal, if you want it to go to resale or if you want to butcher it. People in the audience, same thing. They're right there to tell us what they want. We'll move through it once we get it closed up. Then we go through and we start sorting animals. 4 o'clock Saturday morning, we start shipping animals out to all their destinations.
Now, anybody who wants to be at the fairgrounds needs to pre-register.
Correct.
So even with food trucks and the observing, that really isn't for a person who's not registered. Don't come down if you haven't registered.
Right. And what we're really restricting it to is bidders. We're trying to help our bidders that can't do it online have a safe environment to sit down and support these kids. This really isn't what it is typically, which is an awesome evening with the kids showing their animals and everybody in the stands clapping along with the auctioneer. We just aren't able to do that this year. This is specifically for buyers and those kind of supporters of the auction.
But it's happening. That's what's amazing.
Exactly it.
Really, you're in the home stretch. What do the next couple days look like for you before the auction? I mean, you're busy.
So it is. The big part about it is with having everybody register online, it really saves us a lot of work before we're walking into this thing. Of course, we do have all the troubleshooting to happen right at the get-go. Some people will show up and something went wrong with registration. They didn't get everything done correct. We will take care of that at the time. The big thing is we just hope everybody has tried to pre-register, has RSVP'd, because if we do end up with over 200 people, we're going to have to turn people away, and that's not what we want to do. So please be mindful of that. The next few days, just keep checking online at Oregon Auctions. We're getting those pictures up for those kids. Start looking, seeing, and don't forget, you don't have to buy an animal. There is a donate button. That goes to the market auction booster, and what that booster does is we will buy animals throughout the sale, and if we didn't need to, we'll use it after the sale to raise all the kids' values on their animals and get a little bit to everybody. So you can help both ways. If you don't want a whole animal, you don't want to deal with that kind of expense, you can still donate and help us out.
And if anybody has questions that we maybe didn't cover in the last 10 minutes, how would they reach out to you, or who would they reach out to get those questions answered?
So a lot of the questions can be answered at OregonAuctions.com, but if you can't get what you need there, feel free to call me, 541-679-3737. That's my cell phone. Sorry, it doesn't take messages, but just call back. I do pretty good about calling everybody back. But the Junior Livestock Auction for Douglas County is happening Friday at 6 p.m., both online and with a physical presence.
All right, Sam Lee, rock star Sam Lee. Thanks for joining us this morning, Sam.
Thank you, and have a great day.
That's your morning conversation here on News Radio 1240 KQEN.